So, alas, it's that time again to bid farewell. Thank you for listening to our edition for July the 4th, 2025 of Update Talking News Stoke for North Staffordshire also. For those who are blind and visually impaired and those who struggle with the printed word, I hope that you've enjoyed our latest edition and updates available via the USB pouch and podcast service. It's also available on Alexa and Google. Content appears online at updatestoke.org and via the Talking Newspaper app for the blind in your app store. The next editions will be July the 24th and August the 8th, 2025. Please try and get your pouches back to us by the 22nd of July if you'd like the edition sending out to you. If you don't receive a pouch after the stated time, you can always give us a call and check on any delays. Staffordshire Sight Loss post online links on their Facebook and Twitter pages and the website, so keep checking for those. And if you need any help from them whatsoever, they provide a whole host of services, have a drop-in on a Tuesdays, and lots of social groups and get-togethers and events throughout the year. So you can give them a call on 07931 327018. You can call, text or WhatsApp. You can email them hello@ssla.org.uk, or you can Google Staffordshire Sight Loss and go onto their website, and there's a whole events calendar on there with lots of information and also a list of all the services that they offer. So if you'd like help in accessing content online or via the app on your smartphone or tablet, then you can give us a call and we can guide you through the process. That's 07500 870 689. If you have any issues whatsoever with your sticks or players, please do get in touch and I'll do my best to rectify any issues. Also, if you need any help or advice or a referral into another service, then please do get in touch. Also, if you've got feedback, ideas or suggestions for content, or you would like to speak to us about anything, you can call me on 07500 870 689 or you can email updatetnstoke@gmail.com. We're asking anyone who can afford to make a donation or contribution. If you are switching to Alexa or you want a machine replacing, then to please make checks payable to Update Stoke on Trent, or you can give us a call if you would like to make a donation via other means. We really do appreciate any donations given. They're invaluable right now to help the service continue. Also, if you're making a will and that you would like to leave some money in a will, and you've been really, really happy with the service that Update has provided over the years, then please do keep us in mind. If you'd like to request a poem or an audiobook feature, then please do get in touch and let me know what you'd like. Many thanks to Aggie for all her hard work compiling news stories, to Uta and Kath for reading with me, also Teresa who read this week, and she also helps to get her pouches out to you, and also to Jean for the poems and Cliff for the sport, and to all of our volunteers and trustees who continue to make such an important contribution and keep Update going. We are supported by the National Lottery Awards for All, but it only goes so far, so sort of donations do help to boost that up a little bit. Keep your mind, body and spirit active as much as you possibly can and keep smiling through. Have the best times you can over the next couple of weeks. I hope it's all you wish it to be and do whatever makes you happy. And from myself, Tim Calvert, and the whole of the Update team, take good care of yourself, and until the next edition on July the 24th, bye for now. And don't forget, we got In Touch, two programmes from Peter White and the BBC coming up at the end.